Don't know where they come from, but I've seen a good many of those kegs. Anywhere from 5 to 50 gallon barrels.
Huh.
And that'd be made out of 1.5 inch lumber, nearly all of them.
Goodness.
That thin stuff wouldn't do at all for a beer keg. It had to be pretty stout.
Let's give her a shake, boys, and run.
Yeah.
What did the blacksmith get his horseshoes in?
I don't know about that.
Did you shoe your own horses?
No, I never did shoe any horses. Ordinarily, let the blacksmith do that.
You go down there. What did he do when he put a shoe on him?
He had a knife, a regular knife made for that purpose, trim that hoof and level it up just exactly straight. And then he had a what he called a rasp, steel thing about that long. Get big coarse file, we'd call it now. Mm-hmm. He'd trim that all around smooth it off through the flat. Then he'd set that shoe just to fit that foot after he got that foot lined up just like he wanted. Then he'd take his shoe to the forge and heat it, set it to fit that horse's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd nail it on there.
Did you ever do anything with these after the horse was finished with them?
Oh yeah, we used to pitch them. We used to pitch horseshoes.
Put up a couple of stakes and
throw
away.
Yeah, a couple of stakes, 21 foot apart, I believe that is the distance. We'd pitch those shoes at them stakes. I've done a lot of that.
That's good sport.
Yeah, it is.
It's good exercise.
Yeah, it's good sport for now. I like it now, for kids.
Yeah.
No, men. I know men that just enjoy that more immensely.
You just don't see it much anymore.
No.
Of course, it's not professionalized. I'd rather pitch horseshoes and bowl.
I had to. Sure had.
Get out in the sun and just enjoy it.
Well, most of the sports has gone so commercial that it just got to be something bigger and it's plumb gone. You see?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how the people accept this, too.
Yeah, it is. We used to have a lot of fun having a good baseball game, but it ain't nothing anymore.
You can't get enough people to play.
Oh, no.
I'm busy watching television.
That's right. Well, baseball is gone pro, you know. All the baseball players is going to play in professional. They won't play if they ain't drawing a good salary for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's no fun to them. It's a business with them.
Yeah, it's interesting that the public has done this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's allowed to be done. The people just...
You gotta win. If you don't win, we won't watch you. And if we don't watch you, we won't pay you money.
That's right. You gotta win.
Did you ever raise sheep around here?
No, I never did raise any sheep. I've seen a few. Never did handle any sheep.
What would you need if you were going to raise them?
I don't know much about the equipment you'd need for sheep, because I know very little about that.
A female? And a...
Yeah, you'd have to have a male and female, a buck and a doe,
uh-huh.
I believe they're called. Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Ram and ewe, that's the way they term on sheep.
Would these be raised for their meat?
Meat and wool.
Uh-huh. And if you're going to raise pigs or hogs, what would you need?
You'd need a boar and a sow, a gilt, we'll call them.
If you take a boar when he's young and operate on him, what do you call this?
Castrate him.
And then what's the hog or the boar called?
He's a barra.
Barra.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And when you have an old boar with a lot of the coarse hair,
yeah.
Say that the what do you call a hair?
Bristle.
Uh-huh. Make brushes, huh?